Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sujata. And nothing is off limits and we keep it real.
We keep it real. So I know the last two for this year, our last two podcasts were really focused on, you know, going through a big scare and having moments of
life-changing,
debilitating anxiety. Yeah. Yes, life-changing events. Real. And so that was like a really serious one. And if you have listened to us before, which I know you have because they're awesome, we talk a lot of a bunch of fun stuff and about anything really less serious than that. But I let's take a step back. Okay, so I feel like we jump started the new year with just like, okay, let's talk about this big thing that happened to you because it was super, super important.
Yeah.
But, and I know we don't like resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
What is your kind of like focus now or goal? Since it's not really a resolution, right? But like, what is like a new thing that you want to focus on or change or do? Anything?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot. More than anything, we have such a busy life. I think living in the moment, being happy. Mm. Those are like just being happy and constantly. There's things that are always going on and you just have to refocus and realign and just enjoy the moment and not just wait for this day will come or this will happen or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just like on a day debate. And I know everyone says that, but it's different when you're really, really in it.
Yeah. Like, so how are you going to practice that?
Just living in the moment.
Yeah.
Just, you know, put my phone up and just really just be present. And I've been doing that. And it's been nice. I honestly, like, time goes by a little bit slower.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit of an adjustment because, like, you're not reaching out for your phone and you're really taking time to listen to your kids. Yeah. There's a little patience that has to be, like, you know, trained on for me.
No,
listen. I go, let's play games. Okay, what do you want to do? I'm just a little bit more, I don't know, conscious of how my behavior is on a day-to-day basis.
No, I agree.
So it just being more present and more alert.
Doesn't it take, though, you have to always keep reminding yourself, though?
Oh, yeah. It's a constant reminder. And you think, it's a constant battle, like, to just, you know, be happy and living in the present. You know, just, I fight with myself sometimes and I go, remember. What you went through. Remember that feeling that you had. This is what you were wanting that time. So don't take it for granted.
Yeah.
And it's already like creeps up and like life happens and you're like, oh my gosh.
So yeah.
Constant reminder. But it's going to take time. You got to train yourself. What about you? What about you?
So one of my things this year, and I've touched on this a little bit, but and I haven't really gone into a lot of detail, but you know, I shared with you Donovan's kind of like nutrition stuff like that. So just to kind of give you a little summary, Donovan has been going through some things where he was never overweight, but I think like he just compared himself and everyone does. I wasn't too because it happens to boys too, not just girls.
And it's good that we speak about that because I don't think boys talk about it. Boy parents or boy, you know, boys don't talk about this as much. And they kind of hide it and do it. And as for girls, you can see it a little bit more.
I think so. So I think, you know, we were happy about, you know, him and like, oh, okay, encouraging him. Because, you know, I knew he was proud of himself. But then it kind of went overboard. So, like, I'm sure you saw him. He's really, really skinny.
Yeah.
He's actually lost a lot of weight.
At one point, I was like, you can tell it was a little bit too thin. And then I talked to you about it. And I think you realized it.
And we realized it. And then, you know, some things happened where we're like, okay, we got to find you some help. So, you know, I think my biggest focus was working on it. And I have no experience of that. And so before it became like such a big issue where.
Can you kind of tell us?
Yeah.
Can you kind of tell us like how the timeline as in like how long it took for. What you saw, how it was changing, and how long it took for him to lose that weight. Because kids to lose weight at this age is
pretty fast.
Pretty fast.
Yeah. I mean, it really only started. I think he was a little self-conscious when he went to sleepaway camp, and that was like the last 2 weeks of this past or June 2024. Mm-hmm. And when he came back, you could tell he had lost some weight. And I was like, oh, dude, were you working out there? Like, shit, I need to go to camp, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, but then ever since then, it got really, you know, he's been focusing on that. And so, okay. Focusing on eating. But now he swung to the other side of the pendulum where he is very conservative about what he eats and he doesn't let himself enjoy anything mm-hmm. like that is, you know, something like pizza or French fries or mm-hmm. something like that, you know. And he is really adamant about getting his two runs in, and which I applaud someone for being so determined and focused and diligent, but there comes a time where it becomes obsessive mm-hmm. and it actually is no longer healthy. Mm-hmm. So we started kind of noticing that, and then it all came to a head when we went out of town and he was kind of out of his element and he just had a breakdown. And so that's when Chaz and I talked about it, and I was like, hey, it's getting to a point where I don't have any expertise in this, and before it becomes such a big deal where it's even harder to kind of like turn back from, we need to find him someone who does specialize in this. Mm-hmm, and so mm-hmm. we did, and he was receptive. He's been receptive. I think the biggest thing also is to incorporate a nutritionist, because he's so type A mm-hmm. that if you tell him something and something to follow, he does very well with that than just kind of like a vague, oh, you need to like eat better things and stuff like that. So he has been very receptive. I asked him to trust me to give him what his body needs. And I think the biggest thing was that he learned is that his body's going through a lot of changes. You know, he's 12 and a half. It will go through a lot of changes, and his body needs that energy and that nutrition so that he can go through this next change like healthily, like, you know, puberty, growth. You know, and if he doesn't provide his body that, he won't. I mean, they just won't grow.
Right.
So,
and did he, since you, when you told him that, does he, so let me ask you, like, he doesn't indulge, but when there's a healthy food, he will go at it, like, and eat it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And he still limits himself, but I'm like, dude, it's all in balance. So he's living he's trying to be more open to that, you know? Mm-hmm. And I know it's gonna take baby steps, and he has been really, really amazing. So just always focus on the positive. And so he has, especially during the holidays, mm-hmm. I was like, oh yeah, you can have that, you can have a dessert, you know, you should, right? We're all doing it. We really don't eat like this all the time. Mm-hmm. Except remember the last day of school, how he was like, Mom, can I have a dessert at school after their holiday party?
Oh yes.
And then somebody brought something with peanuts. And it ended up with us having to go to the ER.
Oh my gosh, we never talked.
I felt so bad because that was his like first time. He was like, okay, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna fuck it, live in the moment, have a dessert. And then, oh my god. Yeah, so okay, full circle. So my thing is like meal planning, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. that for us too, you know, to have like I know we were always able to pull out dinner, or my mom was able to pull out dinner from like, you open the refrigerator, like, oh, there's nothing there. But like, then there is something to have food with, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. You can make something out of nothing. Right. But because I was finding that Donovan was always like, well, what's for dinner? What's for dinner? So now he knows. And there's a little, I got this one from Amazon, and it's like those dry erase boards, it's on the refrigerator. Uh-huh, uh-huh. And then people can write like, okay, we ran out of apples or whatever. So meal planning, mm-hmm. not meal prepping. That's different. Mm-hmm. I don't want to meal prep. I don't want to like cook 10 meals on Sunday.
Okay.
But meal planning so that I know what to buy. And also so I don't waste food. I find myself
I know we're
wasting food all the time.
We've been
things
very,
go bad.
Yes. So just buy mm-hmm. in small and then have to go to the, I mean, we have it nice. We have so many grocery stores around us. So just
So be mindful of that. But also be like two nights a week during the week is do a better job of having some me time, like decompressing. Because I don't know if it's my hormones changing or getting a little older. I don't know what it is, but I've been lately finding myself more snappy. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So
hormones.
Giving myself some alone time, whether that's, you know, to do a long bath, have a glass of wine, a mask, laser my face, whatever it is, but like instead of sitting on the couch till like 11 o'clock and then too tired to do my night routine, mm-hmm. going back there and starting like right after the kids go to bed or like right when the kids are going to bed, like 8:30, start putting on a mask so that I can, you know, go back to the room and, just me time, mm-hmm, me time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So really focusing on that. I don't know.
That's really good. I mean, that's nice.
I kind of have been
meal planning has always helped us out. Because, yeah. I cannot not know what we're going to eat.
Oh, really?
No. I'm just like, because I'm the one who's planning it, right? Uh-huh. And I'm, telling the kids, I'm like, okay. And so we do leftovers. I'll make enough.
Oh, yes.
I will make enough. Like, I cooked yesterday, and I'm like, it's going to be enough for today.
Yeah.
I make sure of that. I cannot be cooking, I'll make quick meals. Mm-hmm. But if you want something, gourmet or whatever, Indian food, it's going to be leftovers for maybe 1 to 2 days.
Oh yeah, there's leftovers definitely in the mix. And you know, there are people, and I don't know, maybe especially guys I've heard that don't like leftovers. Won't eat leftovers.
Cook your own food.
I am so glad. I don't know, I didn't marry or have anyone like that. But yes, the leftovers.
Even though I made this egg roll dish, uh-huh. that's gluten free, dairy free, and everything. It's like what you put inside of a an egg roll.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I went and got all this stuff and I'm like, I'm going to make the egg roll dish tomorrow. And Bob looks at me. He's like, didn't we just have that? I go, when's the last time we had it? I was like, it's been, I think 2.5 weeks or so. And it's an easy dish.
Yeah.
And nobody complains. Mm-hmm. It's so good. And so I was like, oh, so are you trying to tell me you want
you don't
something
want
else?
It?
He goes, no, but I thought we just recently had it. That's his nice way of saying,
yeah,
let's make something different.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, too bad. I bought everything, so I'll make something else tomorrow or,
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. But it's the way he says it and turns it. I was like, no.
We had
over 2.5, 3 weeks, I think. So anyhow. But he doesn't complain. He'll eat whatever.
Yeah.
He doesn't care for food.
I know.
He doesn't care.
Either. He'll
I'm
just
I look forward to my food.
Yeah. There are some men or even just some people. I'm not going to just leave it just to the men. But there are some people who if you don't cook for them, they won't eat. They won't scrounge. You know what I mean?
They won't get up.
We know some of husbands, if our friends, when we go out to a ladies' dinner, if they don't have something for
them. My husband. Are you talking about Bob?
No, I actually wasn't, but I guess
if I don't have and tell him, this is your food right here in a bowl.
Oh my God.
Or,
you do cook for them all the time.
I do, but I leave it there in a bowl and set it up for them. Here, all you have to do is warm it up.
Mm-hmm.
And if Bob just, there's been times where I've left and I've fed the kids and Bob's like, I'm not hungry right now. And when I come home late at night, he still hasn't eaten.
Oh, no. I see. Chaz is so good at that. He was like, it's okay. I'll scrounge. I really do try to, leave something for them, especially the kids, because I know it's, juggling all these things at one time. You get home and I'm like, okay, bye. But if I don't, he is really good at, coming up with just whatever. He will have eaten. I mean, maybe it's, tuna or, a pocket milk or mm-hmm. something like that, but he won't not have eaten.
Oh no, he'll make sure the kids are fed, but he will not eat.
Oh my gosh.
So then it's and it's not like he's suffering. Do you see what I'm saying? He doesn't care for food. He doesn't care to eat. He can go the whole day without eating.
What the fuck?
But in my mind, I'm just I feel guilty.
Yeah.
And I feel bad that because I didn't put it out there, he's not going to eat it. And I'm kind of the same way. When I cook my own food.
You just put your frozen food out there, out the box and just be here, babe.
I know.
Here's your
food. So I don't like eating my own food sometimes.
What?
So if I cook food, I won't serve myself. I just, because I've been cooking it and I'm like, I don't want the food. So I will have Bob either change it around to make it look different or put it differently, add something to it. But he kind of gives it to me on certain food.
Weird.
I know. I can't eat my own food.
Mm.
So I just change it, or he just changes it up a little bit for me. I don't know. Put like a cracked egg on top or something. The other day he made tacos for me.
Oh.
With the meat I made, but he always has like a little
twist to it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So do that. I know it's so weird. We make it so we're all being fed though, okay?
Speaking of you guys, right? So we kind of pulled a Bob and Sujata.
What is that?
So like last weekend, and this was on a weekend so that it doesn't happen the other week, right? So Laurel came into our bedroom. Oh, this doesn't have anything. So Laurel has been coming in the middle of the night to our room, right? Mm-hmm. And it was one night we had gone out because we had had sex after I came home after going out. And then she came into the room, obviously later. But we woke up, mm-hmm. and he was in the restroom. And I think he was going to take a shower. I don't know what he was doing in the restroom, but I was like so horny. Mm-hmm. I never, like, I don't know if my system didn't get it out, but I was like excessive and like, or maybe I had a dream about, I don't fucking know, whatever, right? But like, I woke up and my body was hot. Like, it was like
in heat.
Ready.
Like,
in
ready.
Heat.
Like, I'm ready.
So I was like, oh my God. And Laurel's there, right?
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I'm going to catch him in the restroom, right? So uh-huh. we go into the restroom and I walk up to him and uh-huh. he goes, hey, you know, because he always fucking jokes around. He's like, hey, you want to get it on and pull a Sujata and Bob? Because, you know, you guys, when you guys share a hotel room, you guys have sex in the restroom. So I was like, yeah. And he goes, oh, really? Like, he was so surprised. I've never seen boxers fly off so quick. And so I was like, yeah. So, okay, you know, our bathroom.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay, just sit down. And so instead of his ass being like right on the stone, uh-huh. I put a towel down. I uh-huh. put a towel so he could sit. So then like I straddle him and we start like having sex, or, you know, start the beginnings of it. And so then he starts standing up like while me straddling him. And I'm like, oh, geez. Like uh-huh. he's trying to see himself in the fucking mirror. Right?
Oh, uh-huh.
And so then I start like moving super sexy because I'm like thinking he's like looking, but then I'm like, oh my God, he's gonna like hurt his back, right? So I'm like, no, sit down. And so, but then the towel fell on the floor.
Uh-huh.
So then I'm getting cold. So I'm like, okay, let's just lay down, right? Let's just lay down. And so then we lay down, and I like have my vibrator, right?
Uh-huh.
So then I have an orgasm. And I'm like, oh my God, that was so good. Like, it, like my body needed it. It was like
amazing.
And then I like throw the vibrator because I'm trying to like turn it off, but you know, it has like 9 settings.
Uh-huh.
And I keep missing
the off,
right? So I like, then I like throw it to the side and it's on the stone, like rattling. So then I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh my gosh.
So then I have to like stop it because like I just can't with that,
yeah,
noise,
with that noise,
right?
Yeah.
And then who knows, I'm trying to still be quiet because like Laurel is sleeping in our bed. And so then he's taking a long time and I'm on top of him and he's laying down, and then my freaking like knees start hurting.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, oh my God, like I'm sure it's because we had sex last night, like it's gonna take him a while. And so I'm like, are you okay? Like more like, are you gonna hurry up, you know?
Hurry up. Yeah. Hurry up. When is it gonna be? Yeah.
So then he does, and I'm like, okay, like this is why I can't have morning sex, because it was just so wet, like sweaty, wet. Like,
yes.
I mean, I had a big old orgasm and then him, and I'm like, we definitely need a shower. Like, I can't do anything right now but shower.
Right.
Like, there's no way I'm just like cleaning myself up for this. Right. So then we jump in the shower and he's like asking me, wow, I can't believe, like, you know, you said that. I was like, I don't know, man. I just like woke up and I was like really fucking horny. And then he goes, I said, were you just trying to pick me up so that you could see yourself in the mirror? He was like, No, I was picking you up to like show you that I could pick you up. Like, wow, like to impress me.
Okay.
And I was like, whoa, I thought you were trying to look at yourself in the mirror, but then I was like worried about your back. So I was like, no, sit down. Oh my God. But it was like really good. It just set the tone for the whole day. But then I was like, you know, this is why I can't have morning sex, because if I don't have time to take a shower,
you're done for the day though.
Yes. Exactly. I was done for the day. I could have parlayed the night before over too, but you know, now I just woke up like that. I just woke up like that. And you know, that never really happened.
That made Chaz very happy though, at least. And you too. It does.
But I was worried about like Donovan coming through the door and you know, I was
Laurel
just,
knocking on the door and be like, what are
oh
you doing?
Oh my God. Can you imagine? And that door doesn't lock because a long time ago, I don't know, we didn't notice it whenever we moved in. Of
yeah,
course.
I got locked in.
That's right.
Got locked in during one of your pool parties.
It has a key lock. And of course, when we moved in here, Donovan wasn't, you know, he wasn't even walking. So we never locked the door.
Uh-huh.
So one time he locked himself in there. We didn't have the key. So I took the door off and flipped it.
Oh.
So now the lock is on the outside. So when you locked yourself in, you locked yourself in from the outside. And so what the knob you were seeing inside was a key.
I just went in there and just shut it.
I know. So someone must have
done that.
How did we get you out?
I think I called somebody or was banging on it really loud. I mean, the loud music is going. Nobody gives it, you know, no one's coming in your master bedroom.
No.
And you're like, go use the bathroom in my master bedroom. But I think Chaz got me out, I think.
Wow. Oh my God.
I think he probably came in for something here.
Oh, like, no, he probably came in there to take a shit or something. But
like, what's going on? Hey, lucky, because I was like, ooh, I won't be able to breathe in a little bit.
Why? Because you're having a
claustrophobia. I was like, oh, I can't get out.
It's not even a big, it's tiny.
A big, huge shower, but I'm just saying, I'm like, you know, the feeling of being trapped.
Yeah. So that was our story. And he was such an, he was like, oh my God. And like, you know, sometimes it pays off to like crack a joke, you know. He was like, oh, you want to pull a, and I said, damn right. I surprised his ass so much.
He's like, oh, that sets you the tone for another week. He's like, I'll be living in that little, you know. But now it's expected again.
Yeah, you know, it had been such a long time, and it's still a long time. Like, I didn't realize it sometimes. And you know, the guys always know, right?
Well, mine doesn't think it's ever enough, but
oh my gosh, I think from recently it had been a month,
right?
And I didn't know that. And he was like, he I don't know, because like, you know, we think about a lot of shit. And I know they do too, but
yes,
they think about that a lot.
They do,
you know. And so I was, I like,
wanna,
really?
I want to think about that too, though.
I don't know. Is it our is it hormonal? Like,
oh yes, for sure, for sure. I feel like it is. But then, what is it when they say women in their 40s,
like are
have like higher libido than a guy does? But I don't feel that way.
Okay, when I am in the moment, like, because I know what I want, I know what I need, and know how to get it, like, I enjoy sex much more now than, like, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years mm-hmm, ago. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't want to say I crave it less, but I definitely think about it less because there's just so much other shit going on.
Right. They just say how women have... We do. Women naturally just think about everything. And
yeah.
Yes. And that's just natural.
And like when we're in the moment, I'm like, why don't we have sex more? Like,
right. Right.
Let's do this again.
This feels good.
Yeah.
This is good for us. Yeah.
And then it's like, yeah, I mean, it really sucks, but I almost feel like I have to put it in my calendar. You know,
some people do that. Even young ones nowadays are like, you rather have something than not have something. So they plan it on the calendar.
Yeah.
So I've been like kind of seeing the trend is going on. They have their first baby and they just put it on the calendar because they got like so much going on. So it's like, okay, at least it's going to get done.
Yeah. And I do think it takes, you know, like, I feel like it's really hard to just be spontaneous now. Like that was,
I was gonna,
definitely
I was about
spontaneous.
To ask you, yes. But I was going to ask you, do you, is it more planned now or is it more spontaneous? Because like, you know, it's hard to plan things also because there's so much going on with us.
I think it's more planned for me because I'm like, hey, like, let's have sex. Like, it's always can be on the table for him. You know what I mean? So I think it's more planned in my mind. Like, okay, I decide myself, like, hey, let's have sex tonight, you know?
Right.
And I make it happen. Like, either we get to bed early. Because a lot of times I'm like, think, okay, yeah, tonight's night. And then we end up watching some fucking show, mm-hmm. like another episode. And it's 11:30, 11:45. And I'm like, shit, I definitely don't want to have sex starting now.
Does he ever get upset with that, though? Like, if you lead it on and then you're like, don't.
But I don't leave it on. I don't lead it on.
Okay, or if y'all are planned it, like, does he, like, get, like, okay, well, we should have not watched another episode?
He knows if he's risking that, he'll stop it right then.
Oh, he will, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, like, so if he's like, you're going to get too tired, let's stop watching this right now.
Okay, okay.
You know, or... He today I just texted him earlier and I was like, hey, we're going to like have some fucking sex tonight. Uh-huh. And he was like, ooh, what are you watching that's getting you in the mood? I was just like, no, nothing. I know it's been a long time and I was going to do it yesterday, but you seem like you were too tired. And he was like, never. I'm never too tired ever. Like all in caps. And I was like, okay, but I was like, by the time, you know, whatever. I was still going to do it, but I knew he had just come back from being out of town uh-huh. and skiing and stuff. So I didn't want to push it. So he was like, babe, after this episode, I got to go to bed. I'm so tired. So then I was like, okay, I'm not going to.
Funny. Yeah.
But I had shower. I had taken like an everything shower. Oh, you know, I was ready.
I've taken an everything shower and then I'm like, oh, I started.
Oh, that sucks.
That just happened just recently. I was like, oh my
God. Do you put a towel down? Do you try anything?
When I'm on my...
Yeah.
Not until the end. Not until towards the end.
Okay, but even in the beginning, like when it's still not a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
No, but like towards the end is a little bit easier because at the beginning, like I feel like everything like comes out. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm like, I don't take the chance. But when back in the days, it doesn't matter when it was. I was like...
I had a friend who...
And we do put a little, like, darker towel
down. I had a friend who was, like, on her period. And this was not a boyfriend. This was, like, oh, I don't want to even say a one-night stand. But, you know, you used to hook up with people. Uh-huh. And she was on her period. And she, like, forgot that she was on her period because she had a tampon.
Uh-huh.
Had sex with the tampon in.
How? Oh, my gosh.
And didn't realize it till, like, after... You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh, shit, I had fucking tampon in. I guess he didn't feel anything. She didn't, clearly it didn't like hurt her or do anything, you know what I mean? I think what happened was a string went in there.
Oh, okay.
You know, she had to like dig around, like, for it.
Yeah, I was gonna, it probably went all the way up there.
Everyone was crazy back then, like we didn't give a shit, but now we care so much.
Yes, to a certain extent, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's why I feel like we don't care about exactly what our, we're a little bit, whenever you're having sex, you're a lot more looser now, in my opinion. Because, like, you have, like, they've seen everything. You're not as uptight about things. So it makes it everything, like, you're, like, a lot more relaxed.
Uh-huh.
And more comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah. But I guess it's very different, right? Because you didn't have sex before Bob.
No.
Okay. So when you guys first started dating, that's like you guys going out to dinner and go to the club and get all crazy, whatever. Did you come home and just have sex then? And not cared about? Yeah. But now you wouldn't.
Now I wouldn't have sex, you're saying?
Yeah. Because like you've been sweating all night and, you know.
Mm-mm.
We would.
Like today?
Yeah.
Like, yes, we would. Does not matter. If we're sweaty or not, we'll still have sex.
Okay, but you just wouldn't, like, suck his dick?
No. That has to be clean. Like, really clean.
Okay, I gotta tell you something funny, y'all. This may be TMI. But, Chaz, so, we had people over, and I drank way too much on a school night. Like, way too much. I think I'm not really, because it was the week after I came back from the marathon. It was that Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
So I think maybe my body was dehydrated or I just like didn't know, because with Ozempic and stuff, like I didn't know like my tolerance or whatever. Mm-hmm. So like we had wine, first I started with martini, then we had wine, and apparently I wanted to drink like 3-4 beers, but he was sharing them with me. So after they left, mm-hmm. we were watching TV or some show, and he was sharing beer with us. And so I guess I'd try to give him the last of a beer. Uh-huh. And he, but mind you, he didn't remind me that I said this till the morning, right? Uh-huh. So he was like, "You were so funny last night. You were trying to give me the last of the beer." And I said, "Girl, I don't want your backwash." And you know what I said? I said, "Why the fuck you worried about some backwash when you about to eat my pussy out later?"
You said that. Oh my God. And you don't remember?
I didn't remember. But I was like, that shit is funny, man. I am fucking hilarious.
You are. I was like, damn, I didn't realize I was that funny.
I said, can you repeat that? I got to write that down.
Yeah, I know. Can you just say it? Oh my gosh. That's.
It was like, I was dying. It was like, why are you worried about backwash when you're about to eat this pussy? And of course he did it, right? Because like I'm very, that was the night that I had run and like, I didn't know. I think it was. Anyway, I don't remember what night it was, but clearly he didn't. It was just something that I had said, you know.
Was it on your mind though? Must have been.
I don't know. Maybe I was just being stupid with him, you know.
Yeah.
But I thought it was really funny. But anyway, he wishes. Well, okay. So Bob's birthday's tomorrow.
Yes.
Now you got to suck his dick then.
I don't know about that. I know he definitely wants something, but we'll see.
You got to like do like a whip or something. Just like
do something
spontaneous, you know, like something unexpected, like wear your dominatrix. Really. Yes. Like wear like some like, latex something, mm-hmm. and just come out, and I guarantee you would blow his mind.
You'd be like, what? I have a lot of those outfits. I should just check.
Yes.
Who knows if they fit? Just but I'm just like all one. Those outfits, and I should come out with those. Yeah.
Do one and let there. Me know.
Okay.
Let me know because
let you know.
Because I think that's all guys like
fantasy.
Yes.
Some sort of fantasy.
And don't let him talk. Every time he talks, just smack him in the face.
Sometimes I'm like, shh, stop talking.
Just whip him, and then he'll be like, okay, I could just picture his face. But he would love it. He would love it, Sujata.
I should do that. That's a good idea.
You
Jackson.
Just cannot laugh, though. You cannot laugh.
I gotta keep a straight face. Yeah. Is that when I hit him? Like, psh.
Shut up. Yeah, you gotta do it now.
Let's see if I'm gonna
try to do it too. You do it and I'll try to do it.
You know, part of it is that you do want to just like slap him when he's like,
I'm gonna give him something he'll never forget on Valentine's.
Valentine's on Friday this time.
I know. I'm excited.
You're gonna get your like Emporium pie.
Yeah. Yes. I can't believe it's that time again. Y'all, Emporium Pie, I'm dragging on after this. Emporium Pie has a Dr. Love pie that only comes around Valentine's. It's a mixture of red velvet and cheesecake. Mm-hmm. Oh, that shit is fucking bomb. That
sounds good.
So good. Mm. Well, that was our podcast. Don't forget to follow us wherever you're listening to us. Rate, review, follow us on Instagram. Yeah, share us.
Yeah, share us.
Let us know what you think, and we'll see you next week.
All right, bye.
Bye.